The University of Wyoming has hired a new dean to oversee the Department of Agriculture. Barbara Rasko is a food scientist, an engineer, and attorney known around the world for her work on food safety. Now she's bringing that knowledge to bear on Wyoming's deep history in ranching and its new progress in local food entrepreneurship. Rasko told Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards that her experience as director of food science at the University of Washington is useful in understanding Wyoming's special agricultural challenges.
In eastern Washington particularly, we had a lot of row crops, orchards, some of the most productive wheat land on the planet. So we have some high productivity wheat land here, but we don't have a lot of it. So mostly what we have in Wyoming here is high altitude agriculture, a lot of grazing, and grazing both on private and public lands. So I think the issue that's facing us in agriculture here that makes farming here and generally maybe a little more difficult than in other places is the fact that it's an arid environment, but also the high altitude. So one of our major initiatives with the college is to focus on the needs of high altitude agriculture, both in a animal production and plant production context, and we're looking to move that initiative forward.
As I'm sure you know, we are really working on, in the state of Wyoming, on diversifying our economy. And I wonder if you can talk a little bit about how agriculture might be able to play a role in helping to do that.
I think there's many opportunities in agriculture. We have a lot of producers who have already diversified what they do on their ranches as far as getting into tourism-type activities, recreational activities, and expanding the scope of their businesses to attract people to small communities in Wyoming where they can actually get an experience of being on a working ranch. That's, to me, is very exciting. I think, though, too, there's opportunities for crop diversification on a small scale where people could then build out a small business with the ability to reach metropolitan areas in the western United States with specialty products. We've had a lot of opportunities regionally in microbrewing, baking new types of legumes and ancient grains. And I think there's a number of opportunities we could take some advantage of here. I know we've got some of our beef and lamb producers that are working on some very interesting initiatives to try to put production capacity in the state and also to develop new markets for their meat, both domestically and internationally.
One of the challenges to that I know for a lot of ranchers has been they're having to do a lot of shipping their meat out to USDA processors. The meats get sort of swept into the bulk meat supply,
right,
and we lose that Wyoming grown label.
That's right.
And so how can the university kind of help with that?
We do have some regional co-op producers now that have slaughter facilities. So I think there's going to be some opportunities there. There are a couple fairly small operations within the state that are starting up. And I think they're going to provide the opportunity for our meat producers to get into a niche market, at least to some extent. At the university, we do have a meat science program, and we have a very nice meat lab, and we have students that are learning how to make different types of products, so different types of cuts, but also sausages, jerkies, dried products that are popular snack items now. And I think if we can expand that and help our local producers maybe do some product development and some consumer testing, those would be opportunities I think that would be good to explore as part of our meat science program and our animal science department.
One of those crops, it sounds like, that we might be able to start to grow is hemp.
Right.
As that's happening nationwide, but also the state of Wyoming is putting together their plan as well. What role will the university be able to play in that as that rolls out?
I think what we can do is we have experts in wide range of plant crops and also in plant protection. So I see our role as being able to support growers to answer some of the technical questions they might have with just the growth of hemp in the Wyoming environment, which is going to be arid and at a higher altitude, possibly with selection of certain varieties that might be more suitable for this environment, and dealing with the issues of soil water utilization and pest management that all growers face. So it'll be a new crop for us, just like it is for everybody else. But within our faculty, we have people that would have expertise that should be able to address or help address grower questions.
The next generation is having a tendency to move out of the state and not necessarily come back to take up those ranches and make sure that they get passed along generation to generation. What can we do to kind of start to help some of those ranchers, support them as their this generational challenge kind of continues?
One of the things I think is important, we have a number of students who are interested in working in a ranch environment as in professional capacities, one sort or another. I'd like to see maybe more integration with our ranchers and our students who are coming out who are not from a ranch family that would like to be able to have professional opportunities in that area. So I think that's something that we're going to be working on here, both in terms of internships, but also with some degree programs that are going to support having young people be able to have the technical and business skills that they need to be successful in that area.
Another challenge for a lot of, ag producers in the state is an increase in droughts, wildfires, floods. What are we going to be kind of doing from the university standpoint to kind of help those ranchers support them going forward?
What we do have people that are studying areas of fire and the impact of fire, also wildlife, domestic animal interactions, very strong veterinary science diagnostic lab to help to ensure that diseases aren't spreading through our livestock and how to help producers control any type of disease that might come about. We're working on invasive plant species initiatives. There's lots of issues whenever fire comes through an area of what type of forage crops come back in that area and what the quality of that forage might be and what you can graze on it and how to manage grazing opportunities. So we have people working in an interdisciplinary manner trying to understand some of these issues that we're facing because of either climate shifts or climate change. We do have faculty who are in interdisciplinary teams with others across our college, but also across the university to try to work on strategies to address some of these new issues that are facing our producers.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.